This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I recently talked to someone of another faith who said one thing about Christianity that impressed him is the forgiveness he has observed. Forgiveness between people and when God forgives a repentant sinner. I was reminded of this when reading Jeremiah 50:20. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for Israel's guilt, but there will be none, and for the sins of Judah, but none will be found, for I will forgive the remnant I spare. When God forgives, he forgets. There is no trace of guilt or forgiven sin. Even if a search is made, nothing will be found. When you read about the degree of rebellion and sin Israel was guilty of, this is staggering. It's amazing. Truly, Jeremiah is right when he says in chapter 50, 33 through 34, the people of Israel are oppressed, and the people of Judah as well. Their captors hold them fast, refusing to let them go. Yet their Redeemer is strong. The Lord Almighty is his name. He will vigorously defend their cause so that he may bring rest to their land. God's readiness to forgive doesn't guarantee that you won't have difficulties in your life or opposition from the enemy. But when we ask for forgiveness, something unique happens. God forgives and forgets. When questions arise, he is strong and ready to defend, give you rest and assurance that he has wiped out any record of your wrong. That's grace described and promised in the Old Testament. Be assured. It's still available today.